It's the morning of the 13th. I'm sitting upstairs on Vaishnav Academy, and still this extraordinary weather. By extraordinary, I mean something that very few people have experienced. Even Bhakti True Maharaj, Jai Pitaka Maharaj, is continuing. It's extremely cold. It has been so for a week. Strong winds, rain. Needless to say, overcast skies, can hardly see the sun. I've never seen Mayapur like this. I've seen it like this for some hours, or maximum for a day, but not for days on end. And with this kind of unprecedented weather, I'm really trying to be careful not to get sick again. As from what I can see on the GBC body, as well as other devotees, it's certainly very easy to get flus, colds, sore throats, and other things in this type of weather. Anyway, my apologies to devotees if the website hasn't been updated regularly. I haven't been giving regular material, although you will find that some things from the meetings, like the Child Protection Office report, as well as some reports on the new temple construction, will be coming up on the site. And then I reported quite a few things that are GBC Team Building Day or Sadhana Day, and that will also be going on. Anyway, there's some technical problems, but over and above that, I'm really so busy with these meetings that it's difficult for me to find quality time to sit down and speak into the microphone, or rather speak to you all. Just a brief overview of GBC meetings up to date, and they've been going on now for over a week. We had our first preliminary day discussing agenda, and then went into 3 days of strategical planning, which continued on from our fall meeting in Italy. And of course my service in that strategical planning was working on the parallel structures subcommittee, more specifically the role of the Diksha Guru within the institution, and how sometimes that poses as a parallel or alternative authority structure, and how that can be rectified. I was scheduled to write a booklet on that by springtime, or by our next meeting, which is now scheduled to be in New Vrindavan in June. However, getting feedback from members of the subcommittee, as well as other sources, indicate that that booklet probably won't be in the making until next year's GBC meeting, which means that while I'm here in India, probably I will concentrate on writing that book on New Brajadam, and hopefully that's something that I can complete before going back to the West. And then, of course, as far as books are concerned, there's Tavakatamrita, which also needs to be completed. And then, of course, this book of the Guru and the institution. Since then, there have been many other larger topics, smaller topics. As I had mentioned, we discussed the new temple and the GBC body gave their vote of approval to go forward from the planning stage to the foundation laying ceremony. Hopefully that will happen next year at this time, although even plans are there for that earlier. There's a discussion about the role of Danadhar Maharaj within the society, and then I have other subcommittees like my sannyas ministry, to which I have to go over and above meeting times. Needless to say, it's quite demanding, both physically and at the same time mentally, trying to stay fresh for so many issues. Last night I spoke with some members of the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and that's also a discussion that's going to be coming up quite soon. It would be very easy if we could just focus on one important issue through the entire meeting, by we meaning some devotees, and really do it justice. But when you have so many important issues and all of them require quality time, attention, research, it becomes extremely difficult. And of course, especially because the GBC body has a really minimal backup staff. It has a small secretariat and some of the other groundwork, such as preparing and reviewing proposals, is done by the deputies. They do a very invaluable service. Anyway, that's a brief update on what's going on. And simultaneously, devotees are asking, are we having bhajans? And of course, we haven't been having any bhajans on the rooftop or readings, because the scheduling is not predictable. Therefore, I can't know just exactly when I'm coming back. And on top of that, I don't really have that type of energy at present, that after a full day of meetings, to be also doing kirtan. Oh yes, and then there was, of course, a discussion about the Kazakhstan issue as well. In fact, Govinda Maharaj has just gone to Bombay for a few days in order to meet with some important people who could perhaps get the ear of the president. And meanwhile, on the Kazakhstan issue, there's both good news and bad news. The local government wants to bulldoze more houses. The national government wants to meet with us for discussions. And on top of that, the OSCE is taking very seriously our case. In fact, they're making it sort of the strategical communication issue with the Kazakh government, which is really quite significant. So Govinda Maharaj is really quite successful in that sense of achieving a very high level of diplomatic communications between the OSCE, which represents most of the governments of the world, as well as local embassies, American embassy, British embassy, so that they're now really carrying this ball on their own without really the need of having that really high-level media publicity campaign, which is certainly difficult to keep up. So that's a report of what's going on. I'm just going to be doing puja momentarily, and all the best to everyone there, and we'll be keeping in touch as events unfold. Hare Krishna.